What's up, y'all? Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on DC Universe of the CW. I'm Alex.
I'm Pete.
And this is our bonus episode for Stars and Stripe Part 1. Justin isn't here this week,
yeah.
Or I guess this episode, but Pete is. We got Justin's take. We got my take. Now, as we've been doing the past 2 weeks, for whatever reason, with our bonus podcast, we're going to get Pete's take on this episode.
Yeah, that's because I've been moving, so it's been tough to get on the internet.
Oh, I mean, totally. That is totally fair, but man, if there is another episode you should be talking about, it's this one, because there's a big Mikey stuff that happens, big Pat stuff that happens, and big stuff that goes down in their relationship. We talked about this a little bit on the recap podcast, but I want to start off with this rift between Pat and Mikey. How'd that make you feel, Pete, when you were watching that? Who were you siding with? Were you Team Pat, hashtag Team Pat, or were you hashtag Team Mikey?
Team Pat. Mikey's got the problem is Mikey is too angry about the past to listen to what's happening in front of him. But by the end of the episode, I think they're in a better place, a lot better place. I mean, once Mikey saw the robot, he was on Team Pat too. So I'm just a little worried about how much he now wants to be a part of the team and what he can actually do. I'm worried about how that's going to move forward. But let's back up the truck and talk about this mammoth episode. Holy crap, did everything go down in this episode? All right, first off, Justin better not have said shit about their goddamn chemistry, because they had a lot of chemistry in this episode. And like,
You're talking about Amy Smart and Luke Wilson, right?
That's right, yeah, because Luke, being the nice person that he is, was kind of like, you know, he's cautious. He didn't want to just be like, now that you've seen us all in action, we're cool, right? He's still being cautious and respectful for Amy Smart to kind of like catch up to everything that's happening. But there was a lot of great fight stuff. Man alive. You know, we also got a lot of cool robot stuff. Amy Smart also got to ride the cosmic staff a little bit, which was cool to see. But man, like the fight sequence between Sportsmaster and the Dukes, man, the Dukes was taking some punches, throwing a couple twos. Yeah, Pat Dugan, man, the Dukes.
That was pretty great, that fight sequence. I like that quite a bit. I do want to ask you about the scene that happened right before that, though, which I felt like was hands down the most annoying thing Mikey has done all season long. The scene with the drill.
Yeah, but what you don't realize is that Mikey is part psychic, and he was sizing up the drill for his big fight scene, okay?
Mikey was like, I absolutely knew, and I called this out on the previous podcast, that Mikey is doing that insanely annoying thing with the drill, where he's just revving it over and over and over and over again. You were going to defend him.
Yeah.
But he's annoying Pat, so you're siding with Mikey over Pat in that scenario.
No. I mean, it was a complete dick move. Pat's trying to get a hold of him, but the problem is, what Pat doesn't realize is Mikey's too pissed off about all the things that's happened up to this point to hear him. He's literally revving a drill to be like, fuck you, Dad. I don't know about you, but as a son, I've been very angry at my father not hearing the words that he are saying, and he's trying to say things for my benefit, but I'm too angry to listen. So I can understand why Mikey's doing what Mikey's doing. But chips are down. Who's got Pat's back? Mikey does, by taking a drill to fuck his Sportsmaster's back.
That was badass. Horrifying, yeah. But amazing at the same time as he does the drill. Interesting to hear who you're siding with. What do you think about the rest of the episode, though, Pete? There's a lot of getting the gang all together. There's the ISA pulling off their plan. What were your general impressions?
Well, it was tough because, like, I really had high hopes for Lancelot joining the fight on this episode. Like, he does kind of, like, go into the tunnels and does, like, he's got his sword and he's ready to rock. But, like, I want him in full Lancelot mode, like, knowing how to fight, knowing what's up. And I was hoping it was going to be, like, maybe he was cleaning near the cosmic staff. He touched it. It gave him, you know, his memory back, which still might happen. And I thought, okay, maybe it'll help out with the coding. But I was, you know, a little like, all right, he's still going to be the crazy Jenner. Fine. But
he cleaned the bathroom. That's pretty helpful.
Well, it was funny because I was hoping.
Particularly after Rick shat all over the place.
Oh, my God. Stop that. I think I was like, I thought
what
like.
What did you think of that line? I don't want to stick on this too much, but Araman saying, oh, I totally wrecked the bathroom. What'd you think about that, Pete?
That didn't happen.
That was on the DC Universe version of the episode.
No, it wasn't. So I thought it was going to be like one of those things where like he's got to clean the bathroom to like clear his mind to solve the thing. But no, then Dukes just rolled up on it and was like, I was hoping it was going to be Rick's birthday. Because he was like, what's something that would be important to your dad? And I was hoping it was going to be his son.
Well, we talked about this on the podcast a little bit, how messed up it was that, A, first Rick's guesses were three birthdays and that he gave up. But that also he did guess the other thing that was important to his dad that he's worked on nonstop since his dad left it, which is the car. But also, on the flip side, like you're saying, that our man Sr., love the car more than his son.
Yeah, that was a tough reveal. Because Dukes was looking at him like, what's something he loved? Looking right at Rick. And I'm going, say you, dude. Like, I think you're the answer here. Nope, it was the Stang. That was
also
tough.
Also, we talked about this before, but that the Charles McDider glasses couldn't figure out 1966. I mean, that's a number. It's not something too weird.
Yeah, but how would you guess that randomly?
I don't know. Your amazing eyeglasses. I used this joke before, but it's the letter I, like information and glasses. I think they could figure it out. You know what I'm talking about?
No. But, I'm excited to see, because it seems like Icicle has some reservations about his evil plan. Also, the reveal of the evil plan was crazy that it's not that evil.
Justin and I talked about this a little bit as well, and I'm curious to get your take. Whose side are you on? Are you on the ISA side of their plan, or you're
on the
JSA?
Well, it's kind of like Thanos' plan. The way to save the world is to kill a bunch of people so they don't destroy the world, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're literally killing people and being like, hey, anyone who doesn't think this is a good idea is going to die.
Well, it's kind of Bernie Sanders' platform, right?
Well, I don't think Bernie is threatening to brainwash and kill people now.
Meme, though, where he's like, I'm asking you once again to kill 25% of the population.
No, stop that.
I think that's true.
No. No.
Ask your girlfriend.
The only meme of Bernie is like, how much are those Nikes?
No, there's the I'm asking once again meme. There's a lot of memes of him. He's very memeable. He's
very
a very
memeable
presidential candidate.
I mean, I think he should have won because that bird landed on his podium and they seemed to have a little rapport.
Oh, I forgot about Bernie and the bird being friends.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. He's a literal Disney princess.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Good stuff. So you were not on the ISA side. You're on the JSA side because you feel like too much of a cost to human life. What about the rest of it? Any other big takeaways from the episode?
Other than the Dukes can fucking throw down with the best of them. Also, when he clocked him with that wrench, oh, that was glorious.
Oh, okay. So that's still... what did you think about the Watchmen of it all? The fact that they enacted the plan 35 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, you've got to do that moving forward now because the whole like countdown, okay, we've got 30 minutes is bullshit. Like, you know, why would you do that? That just seems like, hey, you've got this song to crack this. But yeah, I thought I was smart because it raises the stakes even more. But it's like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? I do like the terror level of we're way behind. We don't know how we're going to save the day. And there's still the fucking ace up their sleeve of they haven't released Grundy, you know?
Yeah. There's so much stuff that potentially
could go
down.
It's just so crazy to me that it's like, hey, okay, we need these people off the board. Nobody wants to use Grundy, the easiest way to do that? Okay, all right, cool.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen in the finale? We talked about this a little bit on our live show. What are your big predictions at this point?
I have no idea. I feel like, I don't know, hopefully they'll be able to stop, you know, Frankenstein brainwave there with those little spikes coming out of the side of his head. But we'll see. Maybe Icicle is the one who stops him.
We'll see. Could be anything. All right.
Do hope those creepy, like, grandparents die soon. Because, man, I'm sick of them.
We got to find out what's going on with them. That is a big thing. I mean, maybe they're just evil, and maybe that's the whole thing. But it feels like there's got to be.
It's kind of like this message that DC's putting out there that old people are evil. That's kind of what they're saying. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the adults get taken over. The good good guys are the kids.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah. It's like, I'm glad that we are teens, you and I and Justin on this podcast, because I feel safe with us, you know?
Yeah.
All right. If you'd like to support this podcast, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast and YouTube. Come hang out. We'd love to chat with you about Stargirl. iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. Star Guys Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. For the Star Guys, we're signing off.